Chapter 1, The Worst Map in Existence. The map was definitely upside down. NYX had suspected it for the last 3 miles, ever since the river marked on the parchment turned out to be a particularly aggressive patch of stinging nettles. She had waited until they were knee-deep in a bog to mention it. She found that timing usually improved the dramatic impact. "It's not upside down," Roland insisted, holding the soggy parchment so tight his knuckles were white inside his gauntlets. He stood on a mossy log, striking a pose that would have been heroic if one of his greaves wasn't slowly sliding into the muck. The cartographer clearly marked the sun peaks to the north. "We are simply taking a tactical detour." "That's a stain, Roland," NYX said, peeling herself off a tree that looked like it had died of boredom several centuries ago and simply forgotten to fall down. "Someone spilled wine on your map. And we're walking towards the sun. Unless the sun has decided to set in the north today, which, given our luck, isn't entirely off the table." "It's a metaphor," Fizzle chirped. The gnome was currently perched on top of Bash's backpack, looking like a heavily armed hood ornament. She was vibrating slightly, which was her default state ever since she'd accidentally drunk a potion labeled mild tremors, thinking it said mild tumors and deciding that sounded exciting. North is a state of mind. A spiritual direction. "Also, I smell burning." "I am not burning," Bash rumbled. The half-orc was carrying 3 backpacks, a large tent, a cooking pot, and a small, nervous-looking goat they had found wandering the road an hour ago. He paused, sniffing the air with a nose that had been broken so many times it looked like a decorative potato someone had tried to reshape with a hammer. "Correction. My pants are burning." "Fizzle," NYX warned without looking. It was a spark. A tiny spark. Barely a ember. More of a suggestion of combustion. A small puff of blue smoke erupted from Bash's left trouser leg. Bash patted it out with the casual indifference of someone swatting a fly. This was the 4th time today. He had stopped counting after the 2nd week of knowing Fizzle. "Focus, team," Roland shouted, drawing his sword and pointing it vaguely at the horizon. The sword was called Bright Edge, which was optimistic given that it had been pawned twice, used as a tent pole once, and currently had a small notch in it from the time Roland had tried to cut cheese and missed. "We are the Order of the Rusty Tankard. We are professionals. We do not get lost." "We absolutely get lost," NYX said. "We got lost in the capital. The capital has street signs. We were exploring. We were in a bakery for 3 hours because you couldn't find the door. The architecture was confusing. It was a room, Roland. A square room with one door." Gerald the goat bleated. It was a judgmental bleat. Goats had perfected the art of judgmental bleating over millennia of evolution, and Gerald was a master of the form. "Even the goat thinks you're an idiot," NYX observed. "The goat is not a member of this party," Roland said stiffly. "The goat does not get a vote. The goat has better navigation skills than you do. The goat cannot read. Neither can the map, and yet here we are." Fizzle snatched the map from Roland's hands and squinted at it. "According to this, we should be standing in a lake right now."
"Are we in a lake?"
NYX asked. "We are not in a lake.
Then the map has failed us yet again. Maps aren't always accurate. Roland protested, grabbing for the parchment. If someone builds a new road, it takes time to update the cartography euro. Then the person who bought the outdated map is an idiot, NYX observed. Roland's mouth opened. Closed. His face went through several complex emotions. The map is, definitely the problem, he said finally. It is entirely the map's fault. They spent another 10 minutes arguing the semantics of cartographic literacy while standing in a bog. This was, NYX reflected, fairly representative of their usual operational efficiency. The Order of the Rusty Tankard had been together for 8 months now, and in that time they had completed exactly 3 quests, failed 7, and somehow managed to be banned from 2 taverns that no longer existed for unrelated reasons. The reasons were fire. The reasons were always fire. The reasons were fizzle. I vote we go the way the road goes, NYX finally said, pointing to the faint, paved dirt path they had stepped off of 20 minutes ago because Roland had seen an omen in the clouds. It looked like a finger pointing. Roland protested. It looked like a turnip. A slightly suggestive turnip. It was a divine sign. It was a vegetable, Roland. A root vegetable. You led us into a swamp because of a sexy turnip in the sky. Bash made a sound that might have been a laugh, if half-orc laughs didn't sound like boulders having an argument. Turnips are romantic, he said thoughtfully. I wrote a poem about a turnip once. Of course you did, NYX sighed. It was about loneliness. The turnip was a metaphor. For what? Loneliness. Fizzle raised her hand. I want to hear the turnip poem. No one wants to hear the turnip poem, NYX said. The turnip sits in darkness deep, Bash began, his voice taking on a sonorous quality that suggested he had been waiting for this moment. Alone beneath the soil's dark keep. No sun, no moon, no friend, no foia euro. We're walking, NYX announced, and began trudging back toward the road. They retraced their steps, which took longer than it should have because Roland kept insisting they were taking the scenic route and because Fizzle kept stopping to examine mushrooms that she swore were looking at her funny. One of the mushrooms burst into flame when she poked it, which NYX felt rather proved her point about the looking. Oh! Fizzle suddenly exclaimed, peering at her own arm. I found a friend. A fat, glistening leech had attached itself to her wrist, pulsing contentedly. That's a parasite, NYX said flatly. Remove it. His name is Squelch and he loves me. Fizzle carefully detached the leech and dropped it into an empty potion vial from her belt. Look at his little face. Leeches don't have faces. Squelch has a face. It's a face full of dreams. She held up the vial, where Squelch writhed unhappily in approximately 2 inches of bog water. We're going to be best friends forever. It's going to die in that jar. Not if I feed him. What do leeches eat? Blood, Fizzle. They eat blood. Fizzle's eyes lit up. Even better. We're adventurers. We have lots of blood. Other people's blood, mostly. NYX decided this wasn't worth arguing about. She had learned to pick her battles with Fizzle, and arguments about keeping disgusting swamp creatures as pets fell firmly into the not worth the headache category. Gerald the goat led the way. He seemed to know where the road was, which meant he had more practical intelligence than the rest of the party combined. This was not a high bar to clear. As they crested the final hill, the bickering died down. Not because they ran out of things to complain about. Euronyx had a list, an actual written list, and she was only on item 47 euro, but because the view stopped them cold. They had been expecting a hamlet. A few muddy shacks, maybe a pig farm, and an inn that smelled like wet dog and broken dreams. That was the standard for a remote village. That was what off the main road meant. Squalor. Desperation. Possibly plague. What lay below them was none of those things. The valley was a bowl of emerald green, cradled by mountains that seemed to lean protectively over it like elderly relatives at a christening. And in the center of that valley, gleaming in the afternoon sun, sat Oak Haven. It glowed. The cottages were whitewashed, their thatched roofs golden and freshly combed. The streets were cobblestone, laid in patterns of gray and white that seemed almost decorative. Gardens overflowed with flowers, euro roses, lilies, something blue and improbable euro, despite the fact that it was well past the season for such things. Smoke curled from chimneys in lazy, perfect ribbons, as if the very air had been given instructions on how to behave properly. By the gods, Roland whispered, lowering his sword. His voice had gone soft, almost reverent. It's clean. It's suspicious, NYX narrowed her eyes. She had very good eyes for suspicion. They had been trained by years of people trying to kill her for reasons ranging from she stole my wallet to she stole my wallet and also my horse to she looked at me funny. Nothing is that clean. Not even the elf districts in the capital, and they have people whose entire job is polishing cobblestones. It looks like a painting, Fizzle breathed. Like someone painted a picture of a village and then made it real. Do you think someone did that? Is that a spell? I want to learn that spell. You are not allowed to learn that spell, NYX said automatically. But I would make such good paintings. You would make paintings that explode. Interesting paintings. Fizzle pulled out the map again, squinting at it and then at the valley below. According to this, that building Gayuro, she pointed at what was clearly a church, Gayuro should be a bakery. The only way that's a bakery, NYX said, is if it's a front for money laundering. Maybe it's a really spiritual bakery, Roland offered. Communion wafers. Holy bread. Blessed croissants. Maps are more of a suggestion, Fizzle said, stuffing the parchment back into her belt. Maps are literally the opposite of a suggestion. Bash stared at the town in silence. Gerald bleated nervously from somewhere near his knee. I am too large for that place, Bash said finally, his voice heavy with certainty. I will break something. Something clean. Something pretty. Nonsense. Roland clapped him on the arm, which was like clapping a boulder. You are a gentle giant, Bash. Mostly. When there are no enemies. And when you have eaten recently. He adjusted his cape, which had mud on it, and his armor, which had more mud on it, and his dignity, which was also mostly mud at this point. Come. Let us descend. I smell roast chicken. An opportunity. And also victory, which smells similar to chicken but with more glory. Victory doesn't have a smell, NYX said. It smells like chicken, NYX. Victorious chicken. They walked down the hill. The transition was jarring. Gayuro, one moment, they were in the wild, unruly forest, fighting briars and mud and the occasional mushroom that was absolutely looking at them funny. The next, they stepped onto the main road of Oak Haven, and the world softened. The air was warmer here. The wind wasn't a gust, it was a breeze. The smell of pine and bog was replaced by the scent of fresh bread and blooming jasmine and something else, something underneath, something that smelled like water, NYX murmured. Boiled water. Very clean. That is the smell of civilization, Roland declared. Hygiene. Progress. It's weird, NYX said. You think everything is weird. Everything usually is. They approached the town gates a euro open, carved from polished oak, entwined with ivy that seemed to have been trained to grow in perfect spirals. There were no guards. No toll collectors. No grumpy old men with pikes asking for papers or payment or explanations for why the gnome was visibly on fire again. Instead, there was a bench. And on the bench sat an old man, whittling a piece of wood into what appeared to be a small bird. He looked up as the party approached a clanking, mud-spattered, slightly smoking mess of adventurers who smelled like bog water and regret. NYX tensed. Her hand drifted to her dagger. This was usually the part where they were told to turn around, or pay a hero tax, or explain why the half-orc was carrying a goat. The old man smiled. It wasn't a creepy smile. It wasn't a knowing smile. It was the smile of a grandfather seeing his grandchildren come home for the holidays, if that grandfather had never met his grandchildren but was absolutely delighted by the concept of them. Well now, the man said, his voice rough and warm like sanded wood. You lot look like you've walked halfway across the world. Roland puffed out his chest. We have journeyed from a euro. You look thirsty, the man interrupted gently. He reached down and picked up a wooden pitcher from beside the bench. He poured water into four clay cups that seemed to have been waiting there for exactly this purpose. Sit. Rest. The hill is steep. NYX watched the water. It sparkled in the afternoon light. What do you want for it? She asked sharply. The old man blinked. He looked genuinely confused, as if the question was in a language he'd never learned. Want, he repeated. It's water, lass. It falls from the sky. Why would I charge you for the sky? He held out a cup. Roland took it before NYX could object. See? Hospitality. Civilization. Basic human kindness that you have apparently forgotten exists. He drank deep. Ah. Glorious. Crisp. Cold. Bash took a cup. He sniffed it suspiciously. A euro. He sniffed everything suspiciously, including his own breakfast most mornings. A euro then took a tiny sip. His eyes widened. It tastes like rocks, he said, and this was clearly a compliment. Good rocks. Mountain rocks. I don't drink water, Fizzle announced, crossing her arms. Fish do things in it. Personal things. Biological things. The old man laughed. It was a warm, rich sound, like honey poured over gravel. Suit yourself, little one. The inn has apple cider too. Fresh pressed this morning. Apple cider. Fizzle's ears perked up. Apple cider did not have fish doing things in it. Apple cider was, as far as she knew, biologically uncompromised. The silent spring, the man pointed down the pristine street with his whittling knife. Best beds in the valley. Best food too. Tell Thomas the First sent you. He'll give you the traveler's special. You are a gentleman and a scholar. Roland bowed so deeply his helmet nearly fell off. We thank you, good sir. Your kindness shall not be forgotten. Songs shall be sung. No need for songs, the old man said, returning to his whittling. Just rest. You've earned it. They walked into Oak Haven. NYX glanced back once. The old man wasn't watching them. He wasn't tracking their movements or signaling to anyone. He was just whittling, focused on his bird, a small smile on his weathered face. See? Roland nudged her. No monsters. No traps. Just a nice old man with nice water in a nice town. I don't like it, NYX muttered, though she couldn't quite explain why. He was too nice. You, my dear NYX, have trust issues. My trust issues have kept us alive, Roland. They have kept you paranoid. Same thing. Gerald the goat bleated. It was, NYX noted, a nervous bleat. Even the goat knew something was wrong. But Roland was already marching ahead, cape flapping, toward the inn, and Bash was following, and Fizzle was skipping, and the street was so clean and the air smelled so sweet and the sun was so warm and NYX followed, because that was what she did. She followed, and she watched, and she waited for the trap to spring. Because there was always a trap. Always. A Euro F.